ॐ नमः प्रणवार्थाय शुद्ध ज्ञानैकमूर्तये निर्मलाय प्रशान्ताय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। निरञ्जनं नित्यमनन्तरूपं भक्तानुकम्पा दृढविग्रहं वै ईशावतारं परमेशमेड्यं तं रामकृष्णं शिरसा नमामि। यथाग्नेर्दाहिका शक्तिः रामकृष्णेति ताहिया सर्वविद्यास्वरूपान्तां शारदां प्रणमाम्यहम्। प्रपन्नपारिजाताय श्रोत्रवेत्रैकपाणये ज्ञानमुद्राय कृष्णाय गीतामृतदुगे नमः। सदाशिवसमारम्भां शङ्कराचार्यमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्तां वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम्। प्रजहाति यदा कामान् सर्वान् पार्थ मनोगतान् आत्मन्येवात्मना तुष्टः स्थितः प्रज्ञस्तदोच्यते। भगवान् इज आंसरिंग अर्जुनास क्वेश्चन, व्हाट इज द कैरेक्टरिस्टिक्स ऑफ ए ज्ञानी। Though it appears to be very easy question, but really it is very difficult to answer for this question. Bhagavan tries his level best. In the last class we saw, jnani cannot be defined at all, because jnani has two types of I. One is paramarthika aham, another is vyavaharika aham. According to jnani, anyone asks him, who are you? He will say, I am Brahman. I am infinite consciousness. Infinite consciousness cannot be described. Entire Veda has tried to describe it, but failed. Whatever descriptions here we are going to see about the jnani is about his vyavaharika, how he relates with the society, with other living being. After gaining this knowledge is explained. These characteristics are measuring rods to measure our own spiritual growth. If we try to use to measure somebody's spiritual growth, we will utterly fail, because all these characteristics are about a person's virtues, about a person's mental status. Through these characteristics we can know whether we are jnani or not, but we can never know whether somebody is jnani or not. Therefore, in the beginning itself, commentators give a warning, never try these measures to judge somebody else, because you can never know whether somebody is free from desires or not. So, as a first criterion, as a first jnana lakshana, Bhagavan here told prajahadi yada kaman. He is a person who is totally completely free from all types of desires. Up to this we saw in the last class. There Bhagavan told the person is a happy person. A jnani is a happy man. Not because of conducive setup, not because of any conducive external factors, but atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. First thing is, he is tushtaha. He is a complete person, fulfilled person. There is no inadequacy in his mind. Is it because of the external factors, external conducive factors? No. Atmanyeva atmana tushtaha. He is happy, full and complete with himself. Nothing can shake him. In spite of external problems also, he will say that I am happy with myself. In Upanishad, this jnani is explained as Atma Kridaha Atmaratihi Kriyavan Yesha Brahma Vidam Varishtaha. He is Atmaratihi. he revels only in himself. Generally we also revel. Revel in either sense pleasures or in concepts or in relationships or with sense objects. But he, Atmaratihi, he revels only himself. Atma Ramaha is called. Aramaha means a place, a garden where a person gets peace and happiness. For this person, what is that place? He himself. So therefore he is called Atma Kritaha. Like a child, he is happy with himself. One more shloka is there in Vivek Chudamani to describe this person, Jnani. Nirdhanopi sada tushtaha asahayo mahabalaha nityatripto abhunjanaha asamas samadarshanaha. Nirdhanaha, he doesn't have even a pai, even a rupee in his packet, but sada tushtaha. And we have to check ourselves when we are without any money in our packet and when we go out, what will be our condition? So nirdhanopi sada tushtaha, he doesn't have any inadequacy or incompleteness because of the absence of wealth. Asahayo, nobody is there even to help him. He is like a beggar. But as far as he is concerned, mahabala, he will think that entire world is myself. Who is there to disturb me? Who is there to harm me? And nitya triptaha abhunjanahasan, he doesn't enjoy any sensory pleasures. Others are having sympathy. Nobody is there to relate with him. He has taken sannyas also. Like that, others are having sympathy. Others wonder how this man lives. But as far as he is concerned, he is nitya triptaha. Then asamaha samadarshanaha, none is equal to him because he has identified himself with Bhagavan, with infinite consciousness. Still he considers everyone as equal. So the natural consequence of this purnatva is sarvan manogatan kaman prajahati. Sarva kama tyagaha is the natural consequence. Renunciation of all desires for security, peace and happiness. If you analyze our desires, all desires are for these three only. Either it is for security purpose, or it is for peace, or it is for happiness. He renounces all emotional dependencies, all expectations, all walking sticks. Every one of us have many walking sticks. If one walking stick falls, means walking will be trouble. But this man doesn't have any emotional dependencies. Apurnatva is the cause of any desire. Why desire comes? According to Shastra, because of self-ignorance, because of Atma Ajnana, I consider myself as body-mind complex, Deha Abhimana comes. Once I identify with the body-mind complex, immediately all the limitations of the body-mind complex happen to be considered as my limitations. Body-mind complex has so many limitations. It has come into existence, it is growing and it is getting old, it is having lot of diseases and it is going to die. And at the intellectual level, I am ignorant of so many fields. At emotional level, I am in need of people's love, affection, sympathy. So all these are all limitations of the body and mind complex. Since I have identified myself with that body-mind complex, its problem becomes my problem. You can see in our day-to-day life also, if somebody loves a dog, if dog gets a fever, that fellow also will get fever. You have that much of tadatmya. So because of this tadatmya, apurnatva, limitations of the body, is considered as my limitation. Therefore desire comes. To fulfill those wants, I start to desire. Since a jnani is free from self-ignorance, he doesn't have deha abhimana. He doesn't have apurnatva. He doesn't have kama, desire. He does not have any desire to complete himself. This sarva kama tyagaha is not due to suppression or oppression. It is not like grapes or sour vairagya. But it is due to his purnatvam. He is full and complete and he doesn't find any need for them. He finds that there is no second thing at all in my life to desire. Kimichan kasya kamaya. There must be second thing other than me. Then only I can desire that. So because of his self-knowledge, he finds that there is no second thing at all to desire. Therefore, he doesn't have any desire at all. Then the question may come, if Jnani does not have any desire, how can he do any work at all? Because all works are due to desires. The rule is, Jnati, Icchati, Yatate. Icchati, desire, then only Yatate, that Kriya comes, that is what any action comes. Even to live, a person should eat, a person should have the idea that I should keep this body healthy way, alive, then only he can eat. You are telling that Jnani doesn't have any desire at all. Sarvan kaman means all the desires including keeping the body alive also he doesn't have when you say. Then how you justify his life after this knowledge, that Jivan Mukta Avastha, how you justify? And we find there are some Jnanis like Bhagavan Krishna, Bhagavan Shankara, Bhagavan Ramakrishna, Swami Vivekananda. They have done so many work which even 100 people together cannot do, quantity wise, quality wise. Swami Vivekananda, which in just 10 years 3/4 of the world he has toured, which none of us can do. And Shankaracharya, twice he has done Bharat Parikrama like that. And Bhagavan Krishna, from the day one onwards he started his work, Dharma Samsthapana work, from Putana onwards it started. So much of work they have done, and you say Jnani doesn't have any desire. How a person can do any action if he doesn't have any desire? The answer is, from the Jnani standpoint, he is Paramarthika Satyam, that is, he is infinite consciousness, he is not an individual. From his standpoint, he always identifies himself with Nitya Vastu, that is Paramarthika Vastu, that is infinite consciousness. So he will say, I don't work at all. In spite of doing all this work, he will say, I don't work at all. In Gita itself, Bhagavan is going to tell, Chaturvarnyam maya srishtam gunakarma vibhagashah tasya kartaram apimam vidhi akartaram avyayam. Bhagavan says, Arjuna, I only have created this entire creation along with Chaturvarna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Varnas, and put them in their own duties. Tasya kartaram apima vidhi akartaram. Even though I have done that, Arjuna, you should know that I have not done that. It is like telling somebody, I am the creator of this great company. You should understand that I am not the creator of this company. What do you think about that person? He is contradicting his own statement. In first line he says, I am the creator of the company. And second line he says, you should understand that I am not the creator of the company. So here, Jnani also have same attitude. Prakrite kriyamanani gunaihi karmani sarvashaha. In all respects, I never work at all. In all respects, works are done by prakrutihi. Indriyani indriyartheshu vartante. Sense organs work in the field called sense objects, but I don't have any work. Naiva kinchit karomiti yukto manyet tattva. So many quotations is going to tell about this Jnani's standpoint, that I don't work at all. It is like a person who is in dream. In one way, he is lying down without doing any work, in one angle. In another angle, he is terribly active inside the dream. Tiger is chasing him. This fellow is running. This fellow is running from the standpoint of the dream, but from the standpoint of waking state, he is happily sleeping on the bed without moving an inch. But both are happening simultaneously. If a person identifies himself with that dream body, he will say, 60 km speed I had to run to get away from this tiger. But from the waking standpoint, mother used to see this fellow is lying and snoring nicely. So action happens, at the same time no action. So all these actions happen to be from the onlooker standpoint. From the onlooker standpoint means from the third person standpoint, not from the jnani standpoint. In spite of doing all these tremendous works as loka sangraha, as a blessing to the world, he will never claim that I have done that. Others only say he has done that. Great work he has done. Swami Vivekananda has done a great work. Others only will say, because for others he appears to be active. He appears to have desires. And those actions also certainly is not for his Purnatvam. Any action he does, it is not for his Purnatvam, but out of his Purnatvam. Not for Purnatvam, but out of Purnatvam. All our actions are for Purnatvam. All the actions of ajnani, ignorant person is for Purnatvam. Either in the form of gaining security, or in the form of gaining peace, or in the form of gaining happiness. But jnani's action is out of Purnatvam. He is full and complete. Just he shares. His body-mind complex will become the instrument in the hands of the Lord. Even mere living happened to be for the blessings of the world. This is one answer. What is the question? Question you should understand, then only you can enjoy the answer. What is the question? If jnani doesn't have any desire at all, how can you justify all his great actions or simple actions? Any action should be preceded by desire. Without desire, how a person can live? Even to eat, he should have desire. The answer is, from the standpoint of the jnani, even though all these things happening, he will never say that I have done, I am doing. His actions are from the standpoint of the onlookers only, not for Purnatvam, but out of Purnatvam. Moreover, second answer is, scriptures say there is nothing wrong in having desires. There is nothing wrong in having desires. This is a big bomb for us. From the beginning onwards, we are told that desires are the problem. Because of Atma Ajnana, Deha Abhimana comes. Because of Deha Abhimana, Apurnatva comes. Because of Apurnatva, I desire. Then Kama leads to Karma. Karma leads to Karmaphala. Karmaphala leads to Punarjanma. This only we are talking, but suddenly now you are telling that scriptures say having desires are not problem. Scriptures openly say you can have millions of desires. You can have not one desire, millions of desires, but only one condition. It should not be for your Purnatvam, it should be out of your Purnatvam. It should be out of Purnatvam, not for your Purnatvam. Even Bhagavan has desires. Upanishad says, so kamayate bahusyam praja eeti satapo tapyate satapas taptva sarvam idagum asrujate. It seems Bhagavan alone. Alone means bore. Nobody is there to play. So saha akamayate, he desired. Bahusyam prajayaye, let me become many. Therefore only this world has come and we are in trouble. He had desires, therefore only this creation has come. But his desires are not for Purnatvam, but it is out of Purnatvam. There are two types of desires. Like in medical field they say, two types of fats, HDL, LDL. One fat is necessary for the good health. another fact only is problematic. Similarly, here also there are two types of desires. One is Shuddha Kamaha, another is Ashuddha Kamaha. Pure desires and impure desires. Impure desire means, we know, a desire for Purnatvam. A desire, any desire for the sake of Purnatvam, for the sake of gaining Artha, Kama, or Dharma. These are all for Purnatvam. And these desires are crutches, our own crutches. In the absence of these desires, in the absence of these crutches, the person will be in trouble. His life depends upon the success of these desires, and he is very anxious about the success of these desires, and it will be always with Kartrutva Buddhi. I should receive the result. These are all impure desires. Shuddha Kamaha means three conditions should be fulfilled. One is that Kama should be legitimate Kamaha, that is Dharmikatva Kamaha. Dharmikatva, it should be legitimate according to Dharma only. Then second criterion is Akartrutva Bhava. Every action is done by ignorant person is with Kartrutva Bhava. I am the doer, doership we call. I am the doer, so result should be received by me only. Other should not. I eat means my stomach should fill. Suppose you imagine I eat, somebody's stomach fills, nobody will eat. So that is Ashuddha Kama as with Kartrutva Buddhi, but Shuddha Kama is Akartrutva Buddhi without doership. Kartrutva Buddhi is because of ignorance. Being jnani, he is free from ignorance, therefore all his kama desires are without Kartrutva Buddhi. And these desires should not make to forget your spiritual nature. Generally, desires make us to forget our spiritual nature. After forgetting our spiritual nature only, desire comes. We know that, normal desires. But these Mahatma's desires, in spite of their constant remembrance that they are spiritual entities, still they have this Shuddha Kamaha. Generally, Kama makes the world as Satyam and Brahman as Mithya. So, for us, Jagat is Satyam, Bhagavan is Mithya, but for them, that Brahma Satyam happens to be a constant knowledge in his mind. So, that second criterion is Akartrutva Bhava. Third criterion is Bandharahitatvam. All these desires are non-binding desires. Fulfillment of these desires doesn't make him elated, or non-fulfillment of these desires doesn't make him depressed. Whereas the ignorant person's desires are, he is very much dependent upon that, fulfillment of that. Therefore only he has lot of anxiety, and he fears what will happen, what will happen, what will happen. But jnani's desires are non-binding desires, because it is out of Purnatvam. He is already full and complete. Therefore, Sarvan Kaman Prajahati means Sarvan Ashuddha Kaman Prajahati. Otherwise, you cannot justify the great desires of the great Mahatmas. Without desire, how Bhagavan Shankaracharya could have written Bhashya? Even to read those Bhashya, you need one life. Understanding is different. That much quantity it is. 10 volumes. Varieties of stotras, varieties of bhashyas, varieties of treatises he has written. And he has quoted so many quotations from so many scriptures. In those days, no computer at all, even to everything was from his brain. So without desire to help the world, how could have he written? And take Swami Vivekananda. He had a desire to give this Vedantic treasure to the Western people who are having spiritual poverty, and bring money, wealth. to the Indian people. Here in our land, one type of poverty was there. In Western land, another type of poverty. So, without a desire to help the humanity, how he could have gone through all these ordeals? Therefore, Sarvan Kaman Prajahati means Sarvan Ashuddha Kaman Prajahati. Then, question will come, how to know whether a person works out of Shuddha Kama or Ashuddha Kama? Everybody can say, I am Purnaha, I don't need anything. For family sake, I go for employment. So, how to know whether out of Purnatva he is working or for Purnatva he is working? Answer is, you can never know about other person's desire whether it is Shuddha or Ashuddha. But you can know about your desire whether it is Shuddha or whether I am working out of Purnatva or for Purnatva. I can know, but I cannot know other person's mind. That is why in the beginning itself we said that you can never know whether somebody is a jnani or not. Because for appearance both are same, both are very active. Jnani is more active. And Bhagavan is going to tell jnani should be more active. Because na buddhi bedam janayet ajnanam karma sanginam joshayet sarva karmani vidvan yukta samacharam. Seeing jnani sitting quietly, everybody will start imitating him. Therefore, jnani should do all his responsibilities. Even though he doesn't need any puja, he has to do puja. Bhagavan Ramakrishna, daily morning, evening, he used to go to Kali temple doing puja and other. Why? Na buddhi bedam janaye. People will say, he is not doing, why should I do? Because people need some excuse to go for adharmic way. Therefore, we can never know whether somebody is a jnani or not. That is why all the jnanis are misunderstood by the society. We'll continue. Dukkeshu anudvigna manaha sukheshu vigata sprahaha vita raga bhaya krodhaha sitadhir muni ruchyate. In the last shloka, Bhagavan described two characteristics. One is purnatva praptihi, another is sarva kama tyagaha. Here he is going to describe jnani as a free person from five types of mental disturbances. Five types of mental disturbances are described in this shloka. A jnani is free from all these five types of mental disturbances. These disturbances afflict every individual, every ignorant person. What are they? Udvegaha, anxiety. Spruha, desire. Aprapta visheshu, spruha. Ragaha, attachment. Prapta visheshu, ragaha. When I don't have something, I have spruha. When I have something, I have attachment or ragaha. Then bhayam, fear. Then krodaha, anger. These are all our constant companions. We know nothing to explain. How does a jnani respond with samatva buddhi to the life situation? It is explained in this shloka. Life is a mixture of favorable and unfavorable situations. Jnani's life also is going to be a mixture of favorable and unfavorable situations. Not that after becoming jnani, entire world will bow down. They will bring all sweets and always doing namaskara, pada puja, not that. There are certain groups, certain people will be there always to have another type of archana like Shishupala. Because his prarabdha karma is going to work after the jnana also. Now only he is jnani. Before gaining knowledge, he was ajnani. During ajnana shamaye, he was having sanjita karma, agami karma and prarabdha karma. Because of his knowledge, he has destroyed the sanchita karma and agami karma. But still prarabdha karma is there. That prarabdha karma is like he has stopped pedaling the cycle, but still cycle will move forward to some extent. So that is called prarabdha karma. But even by this prarabdha karma, he is not going to be affected. He is not affected by these situations, since he has insulated himself with knowledge. He can touch live wire because he is having self-knowledge gloves. He has a shock observer in the form of self-knowledge. Therefore, he responds to the situation with samatva buddhi, with equanimity of mind. While studying karma yoga, we saw one type of samatva buddhi. And that samatva buddhi and this samatva buddhi are not same. That samatva buddhi is based on prasada buddhi. It is based on prasada buddhi. Because Bhagavan has given to me, I will accept it. Because it is choiceless. Therefore, I accept it. But this samatva buddhi is not because of karma yoga attitude, but because of purnatvam. Bhagavan is going to tell in the same chapter, suppose all the rivers make a strike and give a declaration to the ocean. Hey ocean, because we flow into you, you are swelling like anything. You are having water. We are providing water to you. Therefore, today onwards we have decided we will not flow towards you. We will have strike. Then the ocean will laugh and tell, hello, water was given to you by me only. From me only, water is taken by the clouds and it has poured in the top of the hill or higher altitude. Because of me only, you are getting water. I am the source of water for you. You are not the source of water for me. Apuryamanam achala pratishtam. Nothing can, no situation can shake him. Therefore, his response will be always, so what? Philosopher, businessman. So he has this mantra. So somebody told that all your wealth is gone because your ship has drowned in the ocean. So therefore, entire wealth is gone, reported. So he initially explained, what? Then within few seconds, so what? Because he was a philosopher. Like that, dukkeshu anudvigna manaha, dukkha karaneshu na udvignam manam yasya saha dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. He is not perturbed when he faces dukkha or suffering. Dukkha, three types of dukkha we know. Adhyatmika, adi bhautika, adi daivika. Dukkha caused by our own body mind complex, dukkha caused by others body mind complex, and dukkha caused by adi daivikam, that is natural forces. A situation in Bhagavan Rama's life. One day before, he was told that he is going to be a Yuvaraja. With that idea only, he has decorated himself. He has come to the palace. Mother Kaikeyi has changed the entire plan. Ramchandra did not know. But when it was informed, what was his reaction? At least that businessman philosopher had a question, what? Then he told, so what? But Bhagavan Ramchandra did not have that what also. Valmiki Bhagavan describes very beautifully what was his reaction in his face. Navanam gantukamasya tejatascha vasundharam sarvalokadikasyaiva lakshyate chitta vikriya. There is no chitta vikriya, he says. Absolutely calm and peaceful. No chitta vikriya. Little bit also some shaking will be there. Others, our Lakshmana is there. He was shaking like anything. And when this news is going to be given to Kaushalya Devi, Kaushalya Devi is about to die. That much of shaking. Everyone other than Rama was shaken by this news, but Rama was not shaken by this news. So what was the secret of this samatva buddhi? The secret is his knowledge about the facts of life. When Bharata heard, he was shaken too much and he came even to Chitrakoot to persuade Rama to come back. While persuading, Rama says about these facts of life. Sarve kshayanta nichayah padananta samuchayah sanyoga viprayoganta maranantam tu jivitam. Four facts of life he has given. It is in his memory. That is why he was not shaken by any situation. Sarve nichayah kshayanta. Whatever you accumulate, whatever wealth you accumulate, one day it will get exhausted. And padananta samuchrayah, whatever height you go, whether it is corporate ladder, house terrace, or even to heaven, you have to come back, he says. Chine punye marche lokam vishanti. After enjoying the heavenly pleasure, you have to come back. So padananta samuchrayah, anybody who has gone up should come back. Sanyoga viprayogantaha, all gatherings end with separation, whether it is for satsanga or for marriage ceremony or for death ceremony, any gathering you gather, it will end up with a separation, and ultimately all living life is going to end with maranantam tu jivitam. Therefore there is no point in having grief over small happenings in our life. This is the attitude of Bhagavan Rama. Dukkeshu anudvigna manaha. Then sukeshu vigataspruhaha. Generally nobody wants dukkha. When dukkha comes, then udvigna manaha, we all have anxiety, problems, dukkha, sorrow. Sukeshu vikataspruhaha. A jnani is a person, there is no attachment for him for any enjoyment. His prarabdha karma is going to bring both sukha and dukkha. With regard to dukkha, he doesn't have a problem because of balance of mind. With regard to sukha, he is dispassionate and balanced even while enjoying the favorable situations. Generally somebody brings sweet, we eat. After eating one sweet, we want to have one more. Like fire, it is never, that desire is never getting exhausted. You put fire more and more, what happens? Fire doesn't quench. It is getting more and more. That is called spruha. But this jnani does not have any craving for more and more enjoyments. He is dispassionate and balanced even while enjoying the favorable situations. There was a Sishya of Samartha Ramadas. Samartha Ramadas ji, you know, he was the guru of Shivaji Maharaj. So Shivaji Maharaj one day saw this disciple of Samartha Ramadas ji sitting somewhere else. So immediately, he is a disciple of my Gurudev, that is Guru Bhai. So he has given lot of costly dress and other things, kingly paraphernalia he gave and went up. Other disciples, all are sadhus. What is this? Sadhu life must be with simplicity. This fellow is having all this kingly paraphernalia and sitting nicely enjoying all sweets and this that. So they complained to Samartha Ramadas ji. Samartha Ramadas ji called this disciple. He asked, what is this? The disciple told, Guru Kripa. This is Guru Kripa. Oh, acha. Guru understood. Therefore he told, no, not necessary. Just throw it off and be as I am. Samartha Ramadas ji, just one kaupina is to have. So Guru Kripa, in both ways Guru Kripa. We also will tell Guru Kripa. Bhagavad Kripa, when nice things come to our life. But this disciple, a great person, a jnani, so he just threw up and he was sitting somewhere else in the same, it's a big forest. After many days, Shivaji Maharaja used to run from here and there. He did not stay in one place, he did not stay and rule. So in that way, while he was crossing that forest area, again he saw the Swami is sitting. Then he told, hey Guru Bhai, you are here? Then Guru Bhai told, Guru Kripa. This is Guru Kripa.
The disciple did not tell that my Gurudev told don't have all these things, therefore I have renounced, like that he didn't. He simply told Guru Kripa. So Shivaji Maharaj thought some dacoits might have taken all the things which I have given. So he has given one more time all the kingly paraphernalia and put two securities also. Then Samatramdas ji also used to roam in the forest. While he was coming, he said, again this fellow is sitting with all kingly paraphernalia. Then he asked, kya hua? Guru Kripa. That means he doesn't have any attachment, any sukeshu vigata spruhaha. Then vita raga bhayat krodaha. This jnani is a person who is free from ragaha, attachment, bhayam, fear or anxiety, and krodaha, anger. When desires are not fulfilled, when desires are obstructed, naturally we get angry. When desires are not fulfilled, we get anxiety whether it will be fulfilled or not. Even after fulfillment of the desire, we have anxiety in order to protect it, whether I can be able to maintain it or not. And prapta visheshu, that is whatever I achieved, I try to hold on it. Acharya Swamiji used to tell, we are all poured with gum. That stick, gum is there, na? You imagine somebody pours one pot of gum on us. And you move. Wherever you touch, you will be stuck to that. Mentally, that gum is there. Like a child, you give it anything, it will immediately put it into mouth. Anything, it doesn't know whether it is sweet or it doesn't know anything. Similarly, because of our ignorance, we are also childish. As far as jnani is concerned, he is completely free from all these mental disturbances. Because he has found out his purnatva, his completeness. Atma ajnanam alone leads to apurnatva, apurnatva leads to kama, kama leads to bhaya, raga and krodha. The more I feel I am apurnaha, the more I will be dependent. I need something to hold on. So dependency leads to insecurity. Insecurity leads to fear and anxiety. Because every blessed thing in the world is unfortunately insecure. That itself is shaking. Ayara, gayara. It is subject to arrival and departure. The very fact that it is subject to arrival and departure means it is not secure. But in order to fulfill my insecurity, I hold something which happened to be also insecure. So insecurity plus insecurity is equal to, I think that it is security, but it is insecurity square. As a brahmachari I find, as a bachelor I find, alone. What is life alone? Let me have a spouse. Insecurity. There also insecurity. Insecurity plus insecurity equal to insecurity square. Child comes. Then to protect that insecure child, he has to put somebody, aya or somebody, worker. Then that also insecure. Living place is insecure. For that a security person was given. That fellow also happened to be insecure. And insurance, you have to go on doing insurance. But this jnani has found out a source of security which happened to be his own real nature, or which happened to be Bhagavan himself. Therefore, he is completely secure. Therefore, he doesn't have any problem, all these types of problems, like a dukkeshu anudvignamana. He doesn't have udvignamanaha with regard to dukkha. He doesn't have spruha with regard to sukha. He doesn't have ragaha, bhayam, krodaha. Our problem is, we try to hold on something without knowing whether it is secured or not. Even after knowing it is insecure, we try to hold on.
So that is our problem. Whereas Jnani has found out his Purnatva status, he doesn't have all these mental problems. Though he is not attached to anyone or anything in the world, but still he loves all. People think that a Jnani who is free from all attachments means he will be a dry person. That's what people are afraid. Taking sannyasa, people are afraid. Why? Because nobody is there to attach, get attached. Nobody is there to relate. But as far as the sannyasi or jnani is concerned, the entire world is his parent. The entire world is his brothers and sisters. Entire world. He loves all. His love is different from attachment. In his love, there is no expectation. We all have the so-called love. It is nothing but expectation. I want so and so to behave as I want. I like brinjal, therefore everybody in the house should eat brinjal, brinjal, brinjal. Akrama. I like certain thing, therefore everybody should like that only. I don't like certain thing, therefore my spouse also should not like that thing. What is this? Is it love? Shastra says it is not love, it is business, it is expectation. So in love, there is no idea that what I will get from that person. In love, there is only one idea, what I can give to that person. And this love is out of Purnatvam, not for Purnatvam. No Ajnani can love anybody. This is the conclusion of Shastra. If at all you want to love anyone, first criterion you should become a Jnani. Atmanat kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. That is the conclusion. When expectations are not fulfilled, naturally krodha is the natural consequence. Such a person who is free from raga, bhaya, krodha is called sitadihi. He is the person with steady wisdom. He is the person called munihi, mananat munihi. Yes, this wisdom of his infinite nature all the time alive in his mind, therefore he is called munihi. Generally munihi is understood as dadiwala or with particular color cloth, but here Bhagavan says munihi is nothing but a person who is free from all these type of mental disturbances. How nice it is. How nice a life will be without all these problems. Because our life is thrashed by these fellows. Bhaya, krodha, kama. But Jnani is free from these type of mental problems. Bhagavan continues. Yas sarvatra nabisnehaha tattat prapya shubha shubham nabhinandati nadveshti tasya prajna pratishtita. Bhagavan explains the same samatva buddhi in this shloka also. Yaha sarvatra anabisnehaha. The one who is not attached to sarvatra. Sarvatra means with regard to people, with regard to things of the world, with regard to situations of the world. People, things, situation. These two, three put together is called world. People, things, situation. He is not attached to any of these things. And he is not attached even to his own life and his own body. Deha jivitadishu api. Bhagavan Shankaracharya writes, Deha jivitadishu api. Even with regard to his own body, he is not attached. He doesn't bother how many years it will live, whether it will live healthily or whether that body will get disease or not. He doesn't bother. So, snehaha means a gum. In Sanskrit, for any sticky substance is called snehaha. Attachment also is called snehaha. Abhisnehaha means tremendous attachment. Total attachment. Anabhisnehaha means not having attachment. Jnani is free from this psychological gum. This gum is there, na? Everywhere we want to stick. From childhood onwards it is. Something is shown to us, immediately we want it, we want to have it. Though he moves with everyone, loves everyone,
still he won't miss anyone. That is the difference. Suppose husband and wife are living very closely, very lovingly. Suddenly husband gone somewhere else or wife has gone to somewhere else. Each will miss and they will telephone also, I miss you, what to do? And that too after 50 years. He will tell, I miss you. All these 50 years, she has served him. Suddenly she has gone for some satsanga somewhere else. Rishikesh or somewhere else. This fellow will shout. What happened? Come back. I am missing you. So, Jnani is a person, though he loves, though he appears to be very much close to the people, but still, he will not miss anyone. This you can see in the life of Bhagavan Rama. Everyone loved him, he also loved everyone. From his childhood, everyone loved. And in his group, rishis were there, civilized city people were there, modern people were there. And tribals, Guha was there in his group. And Rakshasas also were there. Monkeys also were there. Can you imagine a person is loved by monkeys? But still, when situation comes, he leaves everyone and goes off. He left rishis, he left his parents, he left his city people and went to forest. There he found his tribal friend Guha. Guha says, please stay here or allow me to come with you. Nothing doing. Bhagavan Ramji told, nothing doing. You do your Swadharma, I will do my Swadharma. So he goes up. Then gets friendship with the monkeys. Then he leaves that monkeys also. Comes back to Ayodhya again. So he did not miss anyone, including his wife. Or his wife say, what a great achievement he has done. Put a bridge on the ocean. Any husband can hope to do in order to save a wife. Okay, let me put one bridge. No husband even think. But this man did it. After doing it, within 1 year or something, when he finds that his Swadharma and his Rajya Dharma is having Dharma Sankata, he renounced his Swadharma for the sake of Rajya Dharma. And after that he lived 10,000 years, more than 10,000 years. But still he was a happy person. He did not miss even his wife. All are unconditionally bound to him, but he did not miss anyone. He did not mind to lose anyone for the sake of Dharma. That is the great. Even Lakshmana he had to lose. At the last stage, Lakshmana also he had to lose. Whatever way the life came to him, Bhagavan Rama accepted it and moved forward to establish Dharma in this world. Therefore, here Bhagavan Krishna says, Tat tat prapya shubhashubham na abhinandati na dveshti. Yaha sarvatra anabhisnehaha, one who is not attached to anything in the world, and one who is shubham prapya na abhinandati, ashubham prapya na dveshti. When favorable situation comes, when glories comes, he was not carried away by the glories. And when Vanavasa came, he was not carried away by Ashubha, unhappy situation. When Sita Apaharana came, he was not carried away by situation. Nor he surrendered himself meekly to the opponent. As soon as he heard Rakshasa has taken somewhere else, okay, let me marry one more man. You could have done that. No surrender. Tat tat prapya shubhashubham na abhinandati na dveshti. He responded to the situations in a nice way with samatva buddhi. With the samatva buddhi, he found out whether the situation is choiceful situation or choiceless situation. If it is choiceful situation, I will act properly. If it is choiceless situation, I will accept it. With regard to Vanavasa, he accepted it because it is choiceless situation, because dharma is the highest thing in my life. Therefore, going to Vanavasa is choiceless. With regard to Sita Apaharana, he did not see it as choiceless situation. It is a choiceful situation, therefore I will search for her and I will do anything if necessary, even to put a bridge on the ocean, that also he did. So that was his response. All these Gita shlokas you can connect with the Mahatma's life. One of the commentators says, Bhagavan has lived all these qualities in Ramavatara, and now openly with all confidence he says, I have done. That's that Prapya Shubhashubham Na Abhinandati Na Dveshti. More details we will see in the next class. Krishnaya Vasudevaya Haraye Paramatmane Pranada Kleshanashaya Govindaya Namo Namaha.